Well, if I go back to the decision that we made to do that, we had talked about going into the draft last year. We had 10 picks, three of which were second round picks. And, at that point in time when we talked about how we were going to, look at doing some things, we had some currency that we said that we were either going to draft, we were either going to trade, or, in those regards. So, it goes back to being fluid and being able to discuss and look at different options that are presented with you. Lots of discussions happened prior to the draft about different things, making a trade, using a draft pick, trading different players, all those different things, and you evaluate them all, with your staff, and you talk it through, and there really wasn't anything that was presenting itself prior to the draft that was going to work for us. But there were some conversations that were sparked on the floor that, we talked about some different things with some teams, and there was maybe something that could happen for the future. So if I go back and look at it, we made a trade, obviously, to get Michael Frolik with draft picks. We made a trade on the floor to trade some draft picks to acquire some. We ended up drafting 10 players. We ended up acquiring a National Hockey League player. We went into free agency and looked at trying to do some different things, and whether we were able to or not, that's a different story. But the opportunity that we felt at the time to use a second round pick, based on the fact that we had just drafted two players in the second round and 10 players overall, that it was going to be a good gamble to try and expand the core. And again, it goes back to trying to expand the core all the time. Obviously you have to take some chances. Some of them are going to work out, some of them aren't. And it's something that you certainly, you learn from, and you analyze why different things happen that they don't. We're extremely excited about, what Fro did for us. And obviously with Devin, things didn't quite work out as we had hoped or had expected, but I think you'd say that both ways. But that's something you learn from, and you continue to move on. But as far as changing the plan, you're only given so many different tools to use to try and build. You have you're given 7 draft picks at the beginning of the year. How you choose to use them throughout the course of time, that's part of your management cycle. And you're given a group of players that either some of them are in different terms of their contract, in different terms of their, careers, and then you try and mix and match them. But, it's all part of the process. So at that point in time, we felt that, that was something that we were able to do. And we'll continue to look at it. If there's an opportunity to use an asset that we feel will continue to grow the core of our team, we're going to take a look at that again.